Anybody in here ever been in a dilemma? Anybody in a dilemma right now? You know, a dilemma, as defined by dictionary.com, is a difficult or a perplexing situation or problem that requires a choice. A difficult or perplexing situation or problem that requires a choice. And every dilemma that we face leads us to a decision. How many of you know that? Every dilemma that we face, every perplexing or difficult situation that we find ourselves in, it leads us to a decision. And the decision that we make will determine the outcome of the dilemma. That's a bunch of D words, ain't it? The decision that we make will determine the outcome of the dilemma. Isn't it amazing the power that God gave to us with free will and the ability to decide between life and death in every dilemma? In every dilemma, we have the opportunity to choose it God's way or choose it our way, to choose it in faith or to choose it in fear. We can choose it spiritual or supernatural, or we can choose it natural. And the decision that we make in our dilemma. Now, dilemmas can come in small packages and dilemmas can come in great big packages. And all of us have had various sizes of dilemmas in our life. But I just wanted to remind us tonight that no matter what dilemma we may be facing in our life right now, that dilemma may be loneliness, that dilemma may be grief, a perplexing situation, that dilemma may be a health battle, that dilemma may be I don't know which way to go in the next step of my life. That dilemma may be a prodigal child. I don't know what the dilemma is. But the decision that we make in the midst of the dilemma will determine the outcome, because God's given us the ability to choose. Because the decision that we make will either lead to, I'm going to give you two more D words, either to our deliverance or to our demise. Our decision in the midst of our dilemma will determine whether we have deliverance or demise in our situation. How many of you want deliverance? We want deliverance. We are not powerless. Isn't that an amazing thing? We are not powerless. Circumstances don't rule us. This life doesn't tell us what's going to happen for us. God has given us a way out. There is no dilemma that we face that we can't make a decision to do it God's way, and it will not bring our deliverance in our situation. And I will say this tonight, we can choose. One of the major decisions that we can make in the midst of our dilemma is praise. Everybody say praise. Praise is such a powerful decision to make in the midst of our dilemma, because praise affects everything regarding my dilemma. It affects me. It affects my enemy, and it affects my God. So praise is a powerful tool that God has given us to use. And so no matter where we find ourselves at tonight, that we can choose praise. And I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know, but I just want to remind you real quick of what happens when in the midst of our dilemma, we decide and we determine that we're going to send up a praise to our God, and we're going to put a praise on our lips, because it will steer the ship into the right port. It will steer the ship into the right port. Now, let me read you first before I give you those seven things. Let me read you a story that's all too familiar. I'm just going to remind you of it. It's the story of King Jehoshaphat and the Israelite army in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Don't try to turn there. Just listen to the story. Remember, they were facing, at the beginning of verse 10, here are the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit it. How many of you know that we have an enemy that will come to try to dislodge us from the inheritance that God has given us? And when he comes to take our inheritance, our health is our inheritance, our provision is our inheritance, he comes to take what God has given us. And what he says is, oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power. You ever felt powerless? And the reality is, we have no power in ourselves. And he was seeing that right. Against what I'm facing here, I have no power. This dilemma is too big for me. No power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do. Nor do we know what to do. Nor do we know what to do. You ever been in a dilemma that you didn't know what to do? I don't know what to do. Has that ever came out of your mouth? Yes, we do know what to do. We do know what to do. We can put a praise on our lips in the midst of a dilemma. And we can make a determination that we are going to praise God. They were in a dilemma that was too big for them. And here's what their decision was in the midst of that dilemma. Do you know that their decision had everything to do with the outcome of that dilemma? They could have got all in fear. They could have had a meeting and they could have gathered all the corporals and the generals and all the everybody together. And they could have said, we just don't know what we're going to do. We better pack up, wave the white flag, all these kinds of things. But what they decided to do, it says in verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel. Everybody say praise. Now, you wouldn't think that this would be a good time to praise God because they should have been getting ready for the battle, right? But this battle was too big for them. So they stopped and they worshiped and they praised. That was their decision with voices loud and high. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. And they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. The decision in that moment to give praise to God, to put a praise on their lips, determined the outcome of their dilemma. And here was the outcome. Now, when they begin to sing and to praise, and this is not religion. This is out of a heart of trust and faith in God that says, this thing is too big for me. This thing is too hard for me. I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go, but I'm going to turn my eyes to you and I'm going to begin out of my heart to offer a praise to you in faith, believing God that you're going to intervene. When they begin to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Don't you love it when God turns the enemy against his own self? And how that all they did was they turned to God. They worshiped him. They opened their mouth and they uttered praise to God. And when they did, it released the power of God to destroy the enemy. It said, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies, precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much spoil. It was a good decision to turn to praise in the midst of their dilemma. I'm going to give you seven things, seven reminders, and then we're going to go back into praise. Because I think tonight would be a good night for us to step into praise in our situation, to step into praise. But if you're like me, sometimes, even though I work here and even though my career is ministry, sometimes we can go through the motions, can we not? But I want us to spend the last few minutes, and I don't know how long that's going to be. I asked Stephen to prepare. We're going to spend the last few minutes with focused praise, focused worship. Expecting God to do something out of it on our behalf. Number one, praise gets our focus off ourselves and back on God. Because in our dilemma, we can magnify the problem pretty easily instead of magnifying the problem solver. So when we begin to open our mouth and praise God, it gets our eyes off of us and off of our situation. It gets our eyes off of the problem and it gets our eyes on the promise. In Psalms 34, David wrote, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify not the problem. Oh, magnify not the dilemma. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt, not how bad it is. And let us not exalt how I don't know what to do, but let us exalt his name together. And I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me out of all my whatever, fill in the blank. For David, it was his fears. So when we praise God, it gets the focus off ourselves and back on God. Number two, praise brings us back to a place of humility. This may be bigger than me, but it's not bigger than my God. It's not up to me. If God is for me, who or what can be against me? Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and He is a great King above all gods. It reminds us that we're not sufficient in ourselves, but with Him in us, we can always be victorious. Number three, praise makes the enemy flee. Praise makes the enemy flee. We just read that about Jehoshaphat. But the scripture says in Psalms 149, let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand to execute vengeance on the nations. Do you remember when the children of Israel were getting ready to go into the promised land? And most all the children of Israel were fearful. But later on, when they got into there, and I think it was Rahab, when the spies went into Rahab. Rahab, you know what Rahab told those guys? They said, we've been quaking in our boots because we've heard about your God. And we've heard about what He has done. And we know that He will overtake us too. How many of you know that our enemy fears our praise? Our enemy fears our praise. It's a two-edged sword in our hand. And it says that we can execute vengeance on the nations, punishments on the people, to bind their kings with chains, their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor has all the saints. We can put a praise on our lips and it becomes a weapon against our enemy. Number four, praise leaves no room for complaining and negativity. When we fill our mouth with the right thing, it leaves no room for the wrong things. We can choose to put a praise in our mouth. Well, they say if you don't have a praise to say, don't say anything at all. I made up a new quote, right? It's true, though. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. And when we begin to let praise go forth, instead of murmuring and complaining and negativity, instead of giving life to darkness, why don't we give life to light? Number four. Oh, wait, but I give you a scripture for all these. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks. Number five. Praise invites His presence. He inhabits the praises of His people. Where there is light, there is no darkness. So when you find yourself in a dilemma that's full of darkness, when we begin to praise, it begins to be filled with light, and light drives out the darkness. So that's another good reason to begin to open our mouth and praise tonight, because it invites the presence of God into our situation. Number six, our spirits are refreshed and they are renewed then in His presence. Anybody ever sense that? The refreshing. Times of refreshing, the scripture says, in the presence of the Lord. Psalm 16:11 says, in His presence there is fullness of joy. Psalm 63:3 says, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. There's refreshing in the presence of the Lord. And lastly, number seven, praise paves the way for God's power to be displayed. Praise paves the way for God's power to be displayed. It is an open door for the miraculous in our dilemma. Remember Paul and Silas when they had been walking with God and preaching for God and in the will of God and doing everything right, it seemed. And they were faced with a major dilemma. They were arrested and they were thrown in stocks in the lowest part of the prison. And you may be here tonight feeling like, you know what, God, I think I've done about everything that I know to do. And I still find myself in this dilemma. But in that dilemma, they had a decision to make. And the decision that they made in those stocks, in those chains, in that dungeon, in that darkness, determined that they were going to be victorious. The scripture said around midnight. That was not an easy time. That was a hard time to find a praise. And you may be in a place and time in your life right now where you find it to be a hard time to find a praise. But it's always a good time to dig down deep, as David did, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. And it says, Paul and Silas, around midnight, they prayed and they sang praises. Everybody say they sang praises. They opened their mouth and they didn't say to one another, can you believe this? This is our reward. After all we've done, we got beat and we got put in here and they're probably going to take our life. They didn't go negative. They began to focus on God and they began to dig down deep in their spirit and begin to release a heaven-shaking, heaven-opening praise to God. And the scripture says that they sang so loud, everybody else heard them. Don't you know they thought they were fools? Boy, don't you know you're in a bad dilemma? Don't you know there's nothing about this that's good? Verse 26, it says, and suddenly, when praise went forth, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. How many of you know that was a good decision in the midst of their very difficult dilemma? So tonight, what I would like us to do is, maybe you're not in a very difficult dilemma, but it's still a good time to let His praise continually be on our lips. I just sense that tonight we wanted to take the last 15 or 20 minutes here and praise God. And what I would like for you to do tonight is to make some sort of a move. If you're facing something that's stealing your joy, if you're facing something that's got you backed in a corner, if you're facing something that's too big for you, if you're facing a loss of peace, if you're facing a really tough health battle in your life, something, you find yourself in a dilemma, then let this be an opportunity, because I believe, I'm not God, but I believe this is what He put on for us tonight. That if we will step into praise, that we will step out on praise in faith, then it will determine a suddenly in our life.